that maybe this worker, this Amoris, is going to buy the Paris off a person on Shemitah that's kosher ala Shriyas. Rashi says, Shema yichu by Paris Shriyas mina choshed. Then maybe he'll go now and buy Paris Shriyas off a person that's choshed that doesn't keep Shemitah. Lamachrom. And he just sells them. V'tanim esef v'sukah in moisrim d'mei Paris Shriyas li'amoritz yoysa megim asudas. Like, you're not allowed to buy Paris off such a person, because you can't give him too much money to exchange your Shemitah, because he's not Noi Kedusha with the money. So the owner himself would be also to take so much money and buy food off this type of an Amoritz. But since it's not the owner that's doing it, it's only his worker that's doing it, you don't have to be afraid what your worker does. It's not your responsibility. V'loi mishum ha'isr, else to be afraid, maybe your worker, now the Amoritz, is going to go and buy Paris that will not take enough Shumas Amaisus. He'll buy it off another Amoritz, and he won't take off Shumas Amaisus. So maybe be afraid it's considered like the owner is giving him treifus to eat. The answer is no, that I'm only giving you money. You do what you want with the money. It's not my responsibility what you buy with the money. Well, let's say it's a guy, and you give him money. You told him to buy some wine. You don't have to be afraid. Maybe he'll go and buy Yai Nesach. So Rashi says, im oivdei kechavim heim, v'nimtzu machilin Yai Nesach, comes out then that you're feeding them Yai Nesach. V'rei, mizanaseim alav, listen, you're supposed to feed your work, even though he's a guy. If he's working for you, you have to feed him today. So it comes out that you're feeding him with Yai Nesach. So maybe it's considered v'nenim Yai Nesach. Maybe that's considered like the owner is having hanor from Yai Nesach. Chiddush is no. I did not give the guy this goyish wine. I gave you $10. I told you, go to the store and buy yourself a drink. You could have bought Kedem wine there, could have bought some beer, schnapps. Who told you to buy the Yai Nesach? I didn't tell you to buy it. So it's not considered like the owner is giving it to him. You don't have to be afraid. That's the Chiddush here. In the Chayyid, Loi Mishum Shriya, the Gemara says, Loi Mishum Maiseh, Loi Mishum Yai Nesach. But v'yimomalehem, let's say the owner says to his workers, v'yimomalehem, so v'yichlu, you go out and eat now, go to the store and buy the food, v'ani parei, and I'll pay for it, I'll pay the bill. Drashi, heviyu lakeach, then it's considered like the owner is buying this treifus. V'yissa, o machilu, now it's considered like you bought the yai nesach, and you're feeding it to your guy. Ta'ashtu le'solat nafshe minayim prite. Now it's not considered that you gave them money and they do what they want with it. But other rabbi, they bought the food, and you're paying for it now, but you paying for it now, it's considered like you're buying this food, and if you're buying it, you're the one that gave him Titus Paris without Maisa, you're the one that gave the money to the Amoritz, you're the one that's giving the Ainesach, then it'll be Yosef. That's what it says. If he says, though, go out and eat, and Avani Pereya, Cheshish Mishum Shviyas, Mishum Maisa, Mishum Ainesach. Then this is also, you can't stop tell your worker to go to anybody and buy. You have to be afraid and know exactly from who they're going to buy. You have to go to Chaim, the grocery store, and only buy kosher food there. Alma, what do we see? That when, even though here what it was, the worker first went down and took the Yai Nesach, drank it. When the owner comes back later and pays for it, it's considered like he's paying for that Yai Nesach. And we do not say, now it's only a chayv. Like the guy took the wine already. You owe the storekeeper money. What you're doing now is time paying back a chayv. We don't consider that, but we consider when you pay the money later, you're paying back for that issa that was done before. Skorba Esman also then. Even though the man first pays him much later, when you pay it later, it's considered you're paying her for that action of znus. Let it be considered in exchange for that znus. It should be considered an Esman Zayna. Here we see even though you pay the money first later, the money is considered like you're paying for that directly. And it's called an exchange for the Yai Nesach or for the Maisa. So verse says, no. Hochinami here also. Ki kapor. No, for this part of my question. Hochinami by us also then. Ki kapor, when the man gives the Zayna, the payment, in a year from now, whenever he pays her up, or the same svar should be. Hochinami, ki kapor, when he pays her later, to me yisura kapor. Why is he giving her this present now? Only because she let him live with her. So it's always considered the payments for this nus. So why is our price the same if you pay the payment later on? It's not considered a direct exchange for this nus. It's considered double fold like it was a chayv. Stam, you owe her money. And later when you're paying up, it's called you're paying a chayv. And here we see now, if the guy buys the Yai Nesach now on credit, and you have to pay for it later, it's considered demei Yai Nesach. Why? So where it says, Tirgum or Rav Chizda, Here we're talking about he went to your steady grocery man. He went to Ralph, the one you always go to. And they trust you there, they give you credit. Rashi says, Hamakifa, right? Yeah, good, you have a charge, you're right. Shirogu left by Bakof, you're always there, are taking things on credit. The Mishtabed Lay, there's such a case, as soon as your worker takes the food, right then you're Mishtabed to pay right then. The Chivon, the Ochol, the Akufe, since it's normal for you to take things on credit, Koni Lay Dina Gabe, it's as if the owner, when he gives it, it's considered like you paid him right now. Rashi says, the Mishtabed Lay means, Hai Balabayas Mishaita Dioyev Chendvini Peri. As soon as the storekeeper gives these workers peris, fruits, even though they didn't take off Maisa yet, it's right then it's considered like the owner is Mishabed himself to pay. It's like you paid up right now. And since this is your credit line, so whenever something's taken on your credit, you know that, and you're Mishabed, you're Mechayv yourself to pay for it right now. So the Shibud. Shibud means the obligation upon you to take care of this chay, this chal right now, is considered like you paid money right now. So the payment you make later is considered like it's here right now, since you're Mishabed right now. What do you want to tell me that he goes to a new storekeeper, that you don't have credit by him, so when the worker took the money you did not know about it, you were not Mishabed yourself to pay him yet, my, what do you want to say, mutter? Then it'll be okay, if so, yoch, if so. Add the 21, have to say the case. Suvi ochle bedin is there. Suvi shosu bedin is there. That's the only time it's mutter if I stam give you money. That's the only case that's mutter. Mashm, any time that they go and take and you have to pay, it's also, no. Lift would let it make the difference. Belista bedidor. Let it make a difference and learn the difference in that case itself. And say, even when the owner does not pay money now, he only tells them you go to the store and buy your food and I'll pay for you. So you said it's also, let it make a difference. When? When was it said that that's also? Only with the chenzbani that you usually take credit there. So you know the owner. Therefore, as soon as something is taken, you're mishabed, you're mechayv yourself right now to pay. The mishtabed like obligation is put upon you when you take care of it right away. And that's when it's also. If they go to a new store that you have no credit there, mutter, then it'll be mutter. Then the pshat is, there's no payment rate made right now. The owner is not mishabed himself right now. He'll only pay later. So since the b'raisa doesn't say this, mashmi, in this case is also also, even though it's not a chen v'ni ha-makifoi. For Yehudim, secondly, chen v'ni shein makifoi, even if you go to a new store that you did not have credit there yet, milay mishtabed, still it's a svara. That as soon as your workmen take the food, it's written down on credit. What does credit mean? That you're going to have to pay for it. They're signing your name. It's also called the shibud. You have the obligation to pay for it. V'yom Rav, Rav said, Hoi melechaver, somebody says to his friend, Tein mona leploini v'yiknu kol nechatzoi v'yiknu. Listen, give money to somebody else. Reuven says to Shimon, do me a favor, give $100 to my son-in-law, Tain mona leploini, and the dad know that you're listening to me, and you're giving the money to somebody else, v'yiknu kol nechatzoi lecho, that all my property should become yours. Those are the kinyan kesef. Even though usually kesef is that Shimon gives money directly to Reuven, it's like I said before, money doesn't have to be only money. If you give him no enjoyment, that's also considered like money. See, as Shimon is giving Reuven enjoyment, the fact that Shimon is listening to Reuven. Reuven tells Shimon, give a third party money. If you give that third party money, Reuven has enjoyment that you listen to me, so that's the kinyan that you, Shimon, now owns all Reuven's property. Konami din Orev, that's the way an Orev works. What's an Orev? If Reuven borrows money from Shimon, so Shimon says, I'll only lend you the money if you get another guarantor. So the third guarantor, he says, yes, I'll be the guarantor. So he has to pay the money if the regular leiva cannot pay the money. The question is, the guarantor, the leiva, what was he mishabed himself? He didn't take any money, there's no kinyan for him. How come he has the chiyuv to pay? The din orav is a chiddush that since the orav has this enjoyment, that why is the malva giving the money to the leiva? Only because the orav said, I'll be responsible. That's because of this words that the malva says, I trust you. So the leiva has tremendous enjoyment. Like you trust in me and on my credit, you're lending him money, and that's considered like the Orev received Hanor. And with that hanah that the Arab receives, he's mishab himself. This is a Gemara in Kedushin. You could even marry your wife that way. You could, if your wife tells you, give this money to somebody else instead of giving it to me, and the man gives the money to somebody else, he's mekadeshes, she's mekadeshes. Be hanah. She receives hanah, the fact the man listens to her. The man tells her, give the money to somebody else, that's hanah, midinar, that's the way every Arab works. That's the way every guarantee works. So midinar was told hanah. Here also the Chura, if this Chenveni right now gives on credit to his worker, so the owner has hanor. So you mishabit yourself right now. So every payment, there's always hanor involved over there. So Chura, you see, anything taken on credit like, it's still like a payment for it right now. So we have a kashran and esman also. When you live with the esman, you tell her you pay her later, if she trusts you, so it's called hanor right now, there should be a shibit right now. So even though you pay it later, it should be also. That's not the difference over here. Whether it was a storekeeper that gives you credit or not. I'll tell you really no, like I said, the Esnan. As long as you do not have the money, or the Esnan, the present, what you're going to pay you on hand right now, there's no, you weren't miyachid. You didn't set aside that money that you plan to pay for it, it's not considered the payment right now. Whether for Esnan it's Muta, or really here also, it should not be considered Dimei Shvius or Dimei Yayin Esach over here. Elohocha Amai Choshet, why are we afraid over here? Mishum Shvius? Holo Miyachet Shibudei, he didn't set aside the owner, the master didn't say what he's going to pay with yet. So why if the workman go down to the store to buy things, why is the owner, why is it also? The Moran says, Amra Papa going, Shake them like dinner. Here we're talking about that the owner already prepaid. He went down to the store and said, listen, I have workmen, they come down for lunch price this week, whatever they take, let them take, and here's the money now. So since he already was mocked in the money, that's why it's also such a case where you were mocked in the money, so then when they take the Yayin Nesach like, instead of you're buying the Yayin Nesach for him. So here would be also, it is the case that it's also.
So again, that's the proper terrorist at Hokka Mayat Kinon, could go and shehik them like dinner. That the owner gave the money first to the storekeeper, so whenever the storekeeper gives it to the worker, it's considered like he's giving it to the shliach of the balabas. Therefore, the balabas paid for this. That's why it's also. Omer of Kanakana said that Amrisal is shmaita kaimel Rav Zvid. I said over this halacha in front of Rav Zvid minadoi from Nadoi. Omer, he said that to him like this. Ihoch, if this would be pshan the brayso, adetoni tzu viochlu tzu vishoso v'ni pareya. Why did the master say, you go out and eat, you go out and drink and I'll pay? He should have said better, Tzuv Yochel, go out and eat. Tzuv Yishos, go out and drink. V'ani mechashev mi boilei, and I'll make a cheshbin. Like I read cases, I already paid. I only have to make a cheshbin here to know exactly an account of how much money he still owes me. How much on the account do I still have? But not that I need parei. You're telling me the cases that you already paid the money already. Tzmur Zenechem, Yomalei said back to him, true. To me, learn this way. Tzuv ani mechashiv. Learn that he went out and he was mechashiv. Ravashi yomach going shenotav v'nosam biyad. That's another pshat here. Here's the cases that the balabos himself went down to the store and he took the food from the chenveni, from the storekeeper, and gives it to his worker. Gives it to the amorita, gives it to his goy. Therefore, it's like the balabos himself was given the yainesach or the maisa to his worker. That's why it's awesome. That's called nosam v'nosam biyad. The master himself took it from the storekeeper. Omle Rav Yamle Rashi, Amami Sat Rav Yema Sat Rav Rashi, Yochiv, so I have another question. Adetoni, Tzuv Yochiv, what does it say, Tzuv Yochiv, go out and eat, Tzuv Yochiv, go out and drink, and then I'll pay, Tluv Yochiv, Tluv Yochiv, should have said, take it, and drink it. But if the Balabas is there, and the Chemdin is giving it to him, it should have just said, take it and drink it, take it and eat it. Omle, is that true, and Echonami? To me, learn that way, the Gersa should be, Tluv Yochiv, Tluv Yochiv. That should be the girsa. This type of the girsa, senech nami, that's why it's also over here. But again, only because the balabas really took the food itself and gave it to his worker. But back in our case, where you borrow perish shvius this year, and you first pay it back next year, since it's not being paid back right now, it's only called chayv, it's not called a direct exchange, and therefore the perish will not have a chalipish shvius, it'll be mutter. There will not be an issa shvius on this perish. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding that a Samach Gimel Amid Beis near the bottom, the last four or five lines down. Yeah. All right, now the new Gemara is like this.
Now the Mor says here, you know, Samach Gimel Beis here. Yosef Rav Nachman Viula, Yosef Rav Nachman Viula, Viavimi Bar Papi, Viyasu there was sitting, Viyasu Rav Chia Bar Ami Kabayu. Rav Chia Bar Ami was sitting by them. Viyasu there was sitting. V'komi Borla, they asked questions together. V'komi Borla had a question like this. Schoroi Lishbor Biyaye Nesech Mahu. Let's say the guy hired a Jew to take these barrels of Yai Nesach and break them, destroy them. He wants to get rid of his old stock, no good anymore. He wants to destroy his Yai Nesach. So he hires a Jew to work, to transport, to break this wine. Ma, what's the locha? Is the Jew allowed to take the pay or not? And now Mishnah says, if a guy hires a Jew to transport his wine, Yai Nesach, the pay is also. That's a Knas mit Rabbon and Schori is also. But here, since he's doing it, I'm not to break the wine, what's the locha? Me, I'm going to do, I say, Kivan, the Rotsa, B'kiyuma, Yosa, since the Jew right now wants this wine to stay alive, like he does not want it to be destroyed by itself, he wants to destroy it. So before he destroys it, he's Nicha with this wine. He wants to keep it. So therefore, Osa, the pay that he's getting is Osa. Rashi says, Me, I'm going to keep on the Israel there, Rotsa, B'kiyuma, Shachovius, Eilu, Shleishberenu, Yachshav, he doesn't want it to break by itself. And Shiashabram, who, until he breaks it. The Yitol Schara Masa, and then he'll take reward, he'll take pay. So since right now the Jew is Nicha, wants the Siyai Nesach to be on the world, so therefore it's considered he's working with it, and he's getting pay for the Yai Nesach, it should be Asa. Oidoma, maybe no. Kol Lemute Tifla Shapidami. But Lemaisa, let's look, what is his job? His job now is to break the Yai Nesach, to destroy it. Sadarab, run and do it. And now this Rabbana does not make any Knas. Here the Rabbana said it's okay, since you're getting paid to destroy the Yai Nesach, we have to look at the outcome. Even though B'shas you're working, you're like Nicha, that the one should be around, that you should be the one to break it. But since the outcome is that you're destroying the one, this Tifla, Tifla's Lashon like Daifa, yeah, like false, like Avodah Zorah, Yai Nesach, so maybe it's Mutter. Some Rav Nachman said yes, Yishbar V'tovel Obracha, yes. Let the Jew take this job, he's allowed to work and break the Yai Nesach, and he's allowed to take reward, take pay. It's not called payment of Yai Nesach that the Rabbana made a Knas. Because the main purpose is to destroy it. But the most, let me bring you proof of this, let me say it. Says Alocho, Ein Oidrim im Oidri Kechovim Deklayim. You're not allowed to be Oidrim. Oidrim means Chofin, you can't dig, you can't like plow the ground if there's Klayim growing there. If there's Klayim, it's also to have wheat and barley growing together. So you're not allowed to help the guy plow. You're being over the east of Klayim.